On the small islands in the Great Lakes, ferry service is shutting down and tourism is grinding to a halt. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today was on the South Bass Island in western Lake Erie in the days just before its ferries stopped running.
For most of the year, two ferries connect the village of Put-in Bay to Ohio's mainland. But scheduled runs have already been cut, and when service stops for winter, life in the village gets a lot quieter. Already, village life is slowing down. The main street, Delaware Avenue, is empty. The gift shops, bars, and other businesses that cater to summer tourists are closed. Only a handful of cars pass the ferry dock. That's how this Ohio town will be for the next 4 months. By November, most seasonal employees are gone, says Peter Houston of the Chamber of Commerce.
What you're left with is what any little town would have. The post office, the gas station, the hardware store, the general store. We have one little restaurant called Tipper's that is open daily.
So who's left? According to the 2010 U.S. Census, 138 people. But islanders say the number might be two or three times more. Greg Hughes owns the Island General Store, the only grocery open year-round.
The main thing for the people is they have a place to get something if they don't have it. And if I don't have it, it's an island we improvise.
Hughes and his wife also run a hotel, but it closed in October. He says the general store survives because of the money made during tourist season, when Delaware Avenue is packed. In the off-season, Hughes cuts his staff from 10 to 3. It's one of the few full-time jobs on the island, along with teaching and law enforcement. But most workers are laid off when tourist season ends. They use unemployment and the money saved from the summer season to sustain themselves, says Houston.
If you run a business on the mainland, you have 12 months to make a living. Here, you have four.
Once the ferry stops running, the Island General Store gets its supplies by plane. For residents, the plane is the only option to get to the mainland, too. But it can be expensive to use often. Houston says that can be stressful, especially when the weather gets bad.
The planes don't fly, or the ferry can't leave the dock because it's too windy or it's too icy. And all of a sudden, that random part of the world affects your life.
A lot of planning goes into staying on the island all winter. But for general store employee Diana Carthizer, the winter she spent on the island several years ago was one of her favorites.
In the summer, we work so many hours a week, so many days a week, that we really don't have any social time with one another. So in the winters is when we kind of bond with our locals and our friends.
Another resident, Caroline Conrad, looks forward to the change of pace too. As she drives along the tiny houses facing Lake Erie, she stops to chat with one of her friends.
Hi. How are you?
This winter will be Conrad's 12th on the island. She first visited in the 1980s, and now it's her home. She's laid off from her seasonal job bartending at a local hotel, but she's using her free time and the money she saved to finish a few home improvement projects. And Conrad has a message for those who might take pity on folks stuck on an island all winter.
People shouldn't feel sorry for the people that live here because we're not bored.
Now residents are hoping for good conditions for ice fishing, one thing that can attract winter tourists and provide entertainment for residents. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester. For more stories, go to greatlakestoday.org.